from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How about the Royals, who are less than a week away from the trade deadline? They're obviously part of a homestand right now. Diamondbacks tonight trying to win the series over Arizona, then an off day before the Chicago Cubs come to town Friday night, and that is Patrick Mahomes' bobblehead night. Vern, what's going on, man? This homestand feels, at least from afar, not being out at the K like you are every night, it seems like there's some more juice, a lot of it coming from two nights ago, but some more juice around this team and even in the stands.
Yeah, certainly last night, seeing 22,000 show up on a Tuesday night to see the Arizona Diamondbacks tells me that, Kauffman Stadium slowly starting to become, once again, the place to be. This might be silly, but, man, I remember the days in 15 and 16 sitting up in the press box about, an hour before first pitch, and you would start to see the cars backing up on the off-ramp, waiting to come into the stadium, and hadn't seen that in a long, I haven't seen that since 2017, haven't seen that since Haas and Moose and all them left. This homestand this weekend against Chicago was the first time I've seen those cars start to back up, getting off of 70, getting on to Kauffman Stadium. So it was nice to see, and then it kind of culminated last night with 22,000 on a Tuesday, because that tells me that it was a spur of the moment decision. I can't imagine that many people went out of their way months in advance to say, I gotta see Corbin Carroll on a Tuesday night.
No, you would think, and Alec Marsh, right? It wasn't Cole Reagan's or Seth Lugo. And maybe Bobby Witt Jr.'s performance, Vern, was a part of it, because he had had four straight three-hit days and is about as hot as a hitter can get. Like we said, we figured out on this show, it's turning into the early days of Patrick Mahomes where, okay, guys, getting ready for the four-hour show today. Can we figure out a new way to say this guy's a badass, or has anyone got something different on that front? Because it seems like we're getting there with Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I do think this remarkable run that Bobby's on, the fact that he's putting together what's on pace to be the greatest season ever by a Royal, that will sway you on a Tuesday night to make the drive out to Kauffman Stadium. And then, with the extra juice that went into last night's game, as some, myself included, were hoping that there was some extra animosity out there on the field, maybe that's the reason why we saw such a big turnout last night. But I think that's going to be the case moving forward. Obviously, this weekend, Cubs fans are going to travel. It's going to be packed. But I think from here on out, Monday, they had a little north of 16,000, but I think that's going to be the low water mark, really, from here on out, because of what you're saying about Bobby Witt Jr., because when you purchase that ticket now, there are a few things that you can almost guarantee. And that, to me, is now the standard for this 2024 Royals Ball Club. And the standard is the best player on the field's always wearing your jersey. Your starting pitcher is going to give you a chance to win 80, 90% of the time. And when you do lose, it's not going to be because of stupid baseball. Stupid baseball that, well, you guys grew up watching a lot of stupid baseball in Kansas City. But now you're not seeing those outs on the base paths. You're not seeing stupid baseball defensively. So if I'm going to spend my hard-earned money, I don't want to watch my team make stupid mistakes. I want to be entertained deep into the game, and the starting pitcher is going to allow that. And I want to see Patrick Mahomes. I want to see Bobby Witt Jr. I want to see the best player on the field wearing my jersey.
What do you think the other night meant, though, for the clubhouse, which you're in there on a daily basis, and so maybe it was already super close and one of the better clubhouses. I don't know. But after seeing Salvi back up Bobby Witt Jr., the comments he made saying, I always have Jr.'s back, from the outside, I feel like that's got to make things even better in that clubhouse and rally the troops even more.
Without question, or at least serve as reinforcement of the bond inside that clubhouse that really goes back to spring training. And I think Bob and Matt Quatrero did a pretty good job of pointing that out earlier today when they were talking about Will Smith. And I recently had a conversation with someone in the organization where I'm like, man, obviously you guys have a lot more talent. You know, anyone can see that this team is far superior to last year's ball club, just talent-wise, just pitching-wise. But there has to be something else. You know, what else is there? Is there a focus? Is there a standard? Is there a work ethic? Accountability? What is it? And, you know, they point to guys like Will Smith and Chris Stratton in the bullpen. Hunter Renfroe as far as the everyday players. You know, Michael Wacha in that rotation. Guys that will hold one another accountable. Guys that have been through the ringer before that can help some of these inexperienced Royals see the big picture, see the forest through the trees. I brought it up to Kyle Isbell yesterday, and he's, because, you know, Izzy is shockingly the second longest tenured position player in that clubhouse, and I'm asking him, what's so different, you know, about this team compared to years previous? Again, obviously I know that the talent, but what else? And he just says, everyone's on the same page for the first time in my career here in Kansas City. Everyone knows their role and is excited to play that role. You don't have different agendas in this clubhouse. And, you know, understandably that can happen when you're losing a lot of games. Guys start to look out for themselves and their family and their contract. That's not happening right now. And I think you saw that on display with Will Smith standing ready to charge out of the bullpen, Salvi ready to do whatever's necessary. It served as a reminder of, hey, we're all in this together. I just got done watching George Brett on with Haas and Moose on their podcast. And, you know, Moose and Haas talked about that 2015 team as a family. And they talked about all the fights that they used to get into with, you know, the White Sox and the Angels and the A's and the Orioles. And, you know, we still haven't seen a fight yet from this team, but I don't think any Royals fan out there would doubt that they're going to throw down. If one gets trifled with, it's going down.
Yeah, if Salvi had gotten hit in last night's game, it was going to be on. There was no doubt about it. We were, like, right on the cusp of it, it felt like, in the previous game when Salvi gets angry enough. This might lead us into the trade deadline conversation, Vern, which is, I think, a week from yesterday. So we're inside of a week, 6 days away from the trade deadline or so. What would you do at the leadoff spot? Because anytime I see, like, a consistent daily Frazier or Hampson at the top of the order, I start thinking a bat becomes incredibly important.
Listen, if they can improve a spot on the bench, yeah, I'm all for it. Just like if they can improve a spot in the bullpen, I'm all for it. But I maintain there's just no reason to get into a bidding war. As far as the leadoff spot, I agree with what Gold said earlier. Yeah, I still prefer Adam Frazier right now. He is giving you a pretty strong plate appearance. But that spot needs to be Michael Garcia's. Michael needs to end up back in front of Bobby Witt Jr. You need that energy at the top. You need that speed at the top. And I'm not saying it needs to be today. I'm fine with Frazier back out there facing a righty in Ryne Nelson. But, you know, come mid-August, I'm hoping that this nice little run that Michael's got going on, he's hitting pretty well in the month of July, just like he did in the month of May. So, you know, track record says, and that swing says, he's going to get it figured out. So I'm still expecting, and Okay. Yeah, I'm not hoping. I'm expecting Mikel Garcia to be your leadoff hitter by this time next month.
Is the idea of Renfro at the top crazy? Does he just get too much in the way of Bobby Wood Jr.? Because I just like somebody who gets on base, Vern. Does that make sense? Anyone who can get on base in front of Bobby and Vinny right now feels like a winner.
Hunter Renfro, since the start of May, has an OPS north of 800.
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro's been the guy that he's been for the past, you know, six full seasons, a guy that runs into 50 extra base hits and 20 home runs. That's who he's been. Look, Kyle Schwarber hits leadoff in Philadelphia on occasion. So, yeah, certainly Hunter Renfro could. But again, right now I'm riding with Adam Frazier and hoping that he's holding it down for Mikel Garcia for only hopefully just a few more days, to be quite honest with you. That'd be great.
We're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. His On Deck show tonight, 6 o'clock, as the Royals continue their series against the Diamondbacks. It'll be Michael Wacha at 7:10 right here on 610 Sports Radio. Cody alluded to it there, kind of asking you about, you know, the leadoff spot. Could they go acquire someone? What do you think they ultimately do come next Tuesday or before next Tuesday's deadline?
Well, we'll see. I mean, deadlines make deals, and maybe JJ and this organization are going to be a lot more aggressive than I would expect. But everything that they're saying, everything that I'm hearing, everything that they should do is enjoy this. To be quite honest with you, enjoy these next 2 months. Now, of course, they can't just sit back. JJ Need and the rest of the front office, if they can improve a spot on the bench, you know, find someone to improve on, a Nick Lofton. No knock on Nick, but if you can find a guy that is able to come with a little bit more extra base pop off the bench, a guy that doesn't need to play every day to be in a solid routine, which is it's tough. It's tough to be a bench player, especially for a guy like Nick Lofton, who's been an everyday minor leaguer for a majority of his professional career. If you can improve the bench, go for it. If you can improve the bullpen again, go for it. But no one has presented me a reason why this team should get into a bidding war for any position, a reliever, a starter, a hitter, whatever. You're in possession of a playoff spot right now in year one of Bobby Witt Jr.'s contract, coming off a 106-loss season. Reagans and Lugo and Bobby and Salvi and Singer and Marsh, they're all back next year, unless you think this is fluky and it's not the beginning of a nice little run with Bobby at the center. I just don't see the need to be ultra aggressive at the deadline. You're good right now. In my opinion, you're, one of the five best teams in the American League. And barring an injury, I don't see how this team falls out of the race.
This is probably a small thing, Vern, on the fifth starter spot. And there was times this year, I think you and I were both making the argument, that Marsh looked like one of the better starters in the entire rotation there for a stretch. But with his recent struggles, would you kick the tires on anyone like Paxton? Or, like, do you trust Marsh to just be the fifth starter for the rest of the year, I guess, is essentially what it
is. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, I have, so long as you still have Lugo and Reagans and Singer and Wacha, I trust Alec Marsh to be the number five, no doubt about it.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, will be listening tonight. Appreciate it, man, and I'm sure we'll check in early next week right around the deadline.
Sounds good. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.